relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
You're listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
It says she's the host of The Morning Answer. Or is she? She might be the co-host with our good buddy Grant Stinchfield, but whichever way you slice it, whichever way you dice it, she is our favorite West Coast warrior princess, host of The Jen and Don Show, co-host on AM 590, AM 870, The Answer, also utility player with CRNTalk.com. We know her as Jen. Jennifer Horn, welcome to America First.
Thank you. Happy Wednesday already to you.
Happy. Can I ask, because that Charlie's Angels music gets me so in a good mood.
I love it.
Quick question.
Yeah, my best buddy,
I asked him, what was your favorite TV show? He also grew up in the UK with me. He said, with no hesitation, a nanosecond later, $6 Million Man. What about you?
Oh, favorite TV show?
Yes, from your childhood.
Favorite TV show of all time was I Love Lucy.
Wow, that's classy.
Seriously.
No, that's classy. Well,
it's like therapy for me. In fact, I think it saved hundreds of dollars in therapy, thousands of dollars in therapy, because there's something about watching a Lucy episode and just forgetting everything.
Yes.
And it still stands up today. Still funny today. The comedians of today should take a lesson from Lucy, because she was great.
And you know why? I'm not a huge fan. I mean, I'll watch an episode, but you know what? I love Lucille Ball.
Why do you love her?
Because without her, there's no Star Trek.
That's true. So make the connection for everyone, because I don't think a lot of people know this.
When you see at the end of the original series, and you see the production company brought to you by Desilu. Who's that? That's
Desi
her.
Desi and Lucy.
Yes. That's, right.
So if Charlie's Angels was your favorite show, who was your favorite angel?
Oh, come on. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Farrah.
Okay, good. I didn't know. I mean, some people like...
Is that a question?
Jacqueline, Jacqueline Smith, right? No, it was that. It was all about Farrah Fawcett. All right.
Blondes.
Fair.
Blondes. Right? Seriously?
That's right. The blondes have more fun. That's true. Your wife, me, I mean, come on. You're surrounded. Your daughter's got blonde hair.
She does. And I'm just going to do one last little piece down the rabbit, Warren. And the pilot was made... And they weren't going to pick up Star Trek. They actually filmed two pilots. And it was Lucille Ball who said, do it, do it, do it. So that's my excuse. Okay.
Now that I didn't know, but I love that. That's really cool. I didn't know she insisted on it. Yeah. That's great. See, I learned something new today.
We've got to talk California. But I know you've been following just the minutiae of the man who bears the title of president. Having landed in the UK for his first trip, I don't think he's going to make 8 days. They'll be peeling him off the steps of Air Force One.
I mean, he'll already be stumbling. That he forgot he was president. He was trying to make people laugh, but I thought, you know, that's probably the first true thing he said in a few days.
And the fact that he had a young girl up on the stage with him. I mean, seriously, creepy.
Don't do it.
But the best thing was, while I was on air, Mr. G... He had his tentacle out, his antennae were up, and we have this lovely cut from his darling wife. Play cut.
Joe, pay attention.
I need that. I need that on my soundbox.
Wow.
He's facing the wrong way. He's got a mask on. He was vaccinated in December, thanks to President Trump. He's facing the wrong direction. He says, Joe,
pay attention. I need that. Perfect, perfect. Okay, where shall we
can
begin?
Can you imagine your wife doing that to you?
Oh, if you're president, forget your wife doing it. If you bear the title of president, this is even better. You are the man who bears the title president on your first ever international trip at the first place you land to give your first speech. Your wife goes, pay attention, Joe.
She should have snapped her fingers. I would have liked that. You know, hey, Joe, over here, Joe, pay attention. Shiny object, over here.
We have to laugh,
don't
we?
She was working on her speech, though. I don't know if you had a chance to see the pictures from Air Force One. She was at the desk working on her remarks.
Hang on.
Joe
the president's
was probably taking
desk?
A nap. I don't know if it was a desk on Air Force One. You've been on it. You should look and see.
I will check.
If it's a president's desk or not. But she was sitting at a desk writing and working in a notebook. Was Joe taking a nap? But look, Kamala Harris did such a bad job at the border. She set the bar very low. As long as Joe returns with like both shoes on, I'm pretty sure he might have done a better job than Kamala on her
Can
first
Can I tell you a little story about Air Force One? Can I tell you a little story about Air Force One?
Please, I would love it.
Because it's... Guys, just one thing you need to know. I'm not bragging. I just want to share this with you. Forget the movies. The real one is even cooler than the movies. And when I got on Air Force One, it was just a domestic flight. And I thought, I was just so psyched. I mean, everybody enters on the rear entrance, even the staff, the journalists, Secret Service. Only person who gets to enter on the front is the first family. And we have to be on the plane 40 minutes before the president even arrives to Andrews. So, you know, we are locked and loaded. We're up there. And the way it's set up is the scuzzy journalists are in the back. And then all the Secret Service are posted between the journalists and us, the staff. So it's safe. Like, we got this massive barrier of, you know, 260-pound Secret Service guys between the scuzzy journalists. And we're there 40 minutes early. I've never been on there. I'm walking around, and then the president gets on board, and there's no restrictions on us. I got a blue badge. I can do whatever I want. And I just thought, I can't be just allowed to walk around here. We take off, and he's in the office. So the bed's in the bedrooms in the front, then the private presidential office, then the cabinet office, and then the work areas for us. I said, sod it. I'm going to walk up to the front of the plane.
I love it.
Walking up the front of Air Force One, past the steward, who just said, Dr. Gorka, you know, and I just walk into the president's office, right? Which is okay if you're in the West Wing, but this is the Air Force One. And I just go in
That's
there,
amazing.
Say hi, sit down, talk to him. We chat about something. Seriously, I'm an immigrant, Jen. Way that kind of never gets old. It's just amazing.
And I will tell you that one of my favorite moments, like in life, but that you and I have spent together, if you remember, is we went to the Reagan Library together.
Yes.
You had an event. I was hosting that event.
First time
Library,
I'd ever been.
It's a fantastic presidential library. I think it's probably the best one I've ever been to. So if you come to Southern California, it's a great stop, and it's just reopened with all of the COVID nonsense. But they have the Air Force One Pavilion. And so this was the Air Force One that Ronald Reagan traveled on. And the coolest thing is that they took you on a private tour, and anyone can go on it, but it happened to be closed that day. So they let you go on, and you were nice enough to take me with you. And you were saying, okay, on the new Air Force One, the one that President Trump travels with, this is here and that's there. And it was the coolest thing to try to imagine in my eye what it was like through your vision of it. And you're right. The story is so cool that an immigrant to this country, love of country, can work in the White House, have the influence, impact that you did during an administration that wasn't really even supposed to be there. It's the coolest story on the planet. I love it.
You know what? I just got the title for your first book.
What is it?
The Administration That Wasn't Meant to Be.
Wasn't that great?
No, it's totally true.
All right, I'm writing it now, so nobody take it.
Copyright. Copyright. Right now. Copyright. KRLA is copyrighted. Salem, it's done. CRN Talk. The Administration That Wasn't Meant to Be.
That's true.
Because never a truer word. He wasn't meant to win. He wasn't meant to defeat the Republican candidates, and he was never meant to defeat Hillary. And that's why we are where we are today.
And that's why even Republicans fought against him so hard, because he wasn't supposed to win, and because he told the truth, and because he actually entered office to get things done instead of just playing the same old political game. If you would have told me this, and the reason I'm intrigued by this title, and I think you're right, there is a story to tell here, is that how many of us listening to this program right now would have thought that we would have sounded nuts 10 years ago, 5 years ago even, thinking that there was this plan, this ruling class, and now we see it more and more, these elitists who have revealed themselves because President Trump was in office. And we know so much more about how our government works or maybe doesn't work because of President Trump.
Did you see what Obama had to say?
Tell me.
He's back on CNN.
He's been talking a lot lately.
Back on CNN. How embarrassing. Seriously. I mean, honestly. You admitted in your memoirs, which you didn't write anyway, Bill Ayers wrote them for you, that you are lazy, that you are a lazy, lazy man. And now you want to evidence some kind of relevance and talk about critical race theory. We're going to play it for you guys in the next segment. We are talking to the host of The Morning Answer, The Jen and Don Show on AM 590, AM 870, The Answer. Also, CRNTalk.com's utility player. Follow her right now, Jennifer Horn. I'm Sebastian Gorka. If you haven't done so lately, don't forget, we are on Rumble for free. The whole show live streams, then the segments. Don't miss a thing. Today, our interview with Tatiana Ibrahim, that mama bear from Carmel, New York. If you missed it, go and watch it after the show today. Rumble.com/Seb Gorka. That's Rumble.com/SEBGORKA. Back after these messages. Relief Factor, 100% drug-free pain relief that actually works. Tens of thousands of Americans are getting their lives back every single day because of this incredible product from the father and son team of Pete and Seth Talbot. Don't listen to me. See the incredible video testimonials at ReliefFactor.com from people like Leah from Ohio. One Sunday morning, I sat on my couch in so much pain I was in tears. That's the day I ordered Relief Factor. Following directions, in 8 days, I found relief only to get better and better. I am a believer 100%. That could be you. That should be you. Find out today by ordering the 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me and thousands of your fellow Americans. Do it today. 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com. What have you got to lose? Well, accept the pain. You know it makes sense. 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com.
Mama.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America first.
Shad, did you choose this music because I want to play an Obama cut?
I think that kind of works. He's just manamanaing.
He is manamanaing. We have not played that song in an age, and I love it, and it's perfect. Why? Because our special regular guest, our West Coast correspondent, loves it too. She's Jennifer Horn. Follow her on Twitter right now, at Jennifer Horn. I was in the middle of a story, so rudely interrupted by the clock. I had to go to a chocolate factory with my wife's family, big, like 20 people, kids, grandkids.
A full tour.
And you got the tasting room and everything. It was great. Mm-hmm. And you got to put the paper gown on. You got to put the hair thing on. And of course, me, what do I get?
What'd you get?
You got to have the hair cover, right?
Oh, you had to have a hair net. Yeah.
I had to have the beard net.
No.
The beard net. Photographs were taken.
I hope so. Your wife would be so on my list if she would take pictures of you with the beard neck. Come on.
Never allowed to leave that down. Little back story there. Okay, but it's not as embarrassing as being Barack Obama trying to be relevant back on CNN. I don't know. He's, what is the phrase from the great bard of Avon? The lady does protest too much. Cut 12.
I also think that there are certain right-wing media venues, for example, that monetize and capitalize on stoking the fear and resentment of a white population that is witnessing a changing America and seeing demographic changes, and do everything they can to give people a sense that their way of life is threatened and that people are trying to take advantage of them. And we're seeing it right now, right, where you would think, with all the public policy debates that are taking place right now, that, you know, the Republican Party would be engaged in a significant debate about how are we going to deal with the economy, and what are we going to do about climate change, and what are we going to do about, lo and behold, the single most important issue to them apparently right now is critical race theory. Who knew that that was the threat to our republic?
So teaching kids that you are a bigot based on your skin color, not a problem for him, right, Jen?
That's right, because you're either an oppressor or a victim if
yes.
you are a student of critical race theory. If you notice, and I know most of you are listening on radio, if you have a chance, go watch this clip of President Obama talking with Anderson Cooper, who looks shocked. And he has this look on his face like, wow. Even for Anderson Cooper, it looked like he was saying that Obama was laying it on a bit thick. Look, this is all about being scared. I have no idea what he means when he says the white way of life, that white people are threatened about their way of life.
Do you know anybody like that?
No, I have no idea what he's talking about. I want everybody to have a successful life. I want no one to be victimized by culture or by the critical race theory that Democrats need. But they're doing this purposefully because they know they're losing the middle class voters. They know they're losing working class people. They know they're losing minorities because President Trump has managed to expand the party. The Republican Party is growing. People are waking up to the fact that Democrats are trying to oppress minority groups by saying that they're victims. And maybe some of them go, wait a second, I'm not. I've had opportunity. I can make something of myself, make a better life for my family than maybe my parents had. And so now they're just flying around, fluttering around, Democrats trying to make people believe that they still need the government because they're desperate to win elections. And without this group, they don't. You know, Larry Elder, our friend, talks about 6-8-12, and it's the percentage of black voters that went to President Trump and Republicans. If that number hits 14%, Democrats do not win elections anymore. And they know this. This is why they are trying to change election rules. This is why they are teaching critical race theory, because they don't care about uplifting you. They want to use you as a political pawn. And the only way they can keep you within their grasp is by marrying you to the government. This is why they're desperate to get people used to staying on unemployment, not working, keeping people home and isolated, so that we can maintain this idea that there's a section of our population that are victims. Look, big surprise, we've all become victims of something in our lives. Everybody has. I don't care what skin color you are, what gender you are, however you identify. Everybody has something in their life that they've had to overcome. So why don't we appreciate the country that allows us all to live next door to each other, make choices, figure out how to better our life instead of holding people back? That's all they want to do.
Without saying your skin color determines whether or not you're a racist. Jennifer,
please.
I got a stack of things to talk about with regards to California, but just this
first
one. It's
been overwhelming this week.
It is a bit crazy. There's this phrase, you can't be half pregnant. And I think it applies now to Gruesome Newsom, Nancy Pelosi's nephew, who's the governor of California. Can you explain this headline for me that you sent? This disease has not been extinguished. Well, we haven't done that with most diseases, but never mind. Newsom says he won't lift the COVID state of emergency in California when most restrictions end June 15th.
What? Yeah.
Sorry, that's half pregnant. I don't understand.
And it's so ridiculous. First of all, June 15th, just in and of itself, is ridiculous. This is an arbitrary date on the calendar that Gavin Newsom has decided COVID, I guess, is no longer a threat to California. So the state will reopen finally, even though other free states like Florida and Texas have been open for months now. But things can get back to normal. But he can't give up all of his control, so he's decided a couple of things. He's decided that while he's going to open up certain businesses and you know, start to allow people to gather again in their own homes, he's not going to get rid of the executive power, the state of emergency that he declared to deal with COVID. And I think there's a couple of reasons for that. I told you I like to call the governor Governor Oprah. Because he's facing a recall, he keeps giving out free gifts to everybody, right? Oprah says, you get a car and you get a car. Well, Gavin Newsom is giving people $600. He's paying their traffic tickets. He's pulling names out of a hat in the vaccine lottery. He's giving away free gifts. And to do that, he needs executive power to act without the state legislature. So he wants to be able to keep buying people's vote so he can survive the recall. He also wants to remind you that if people get out of hand or if they don't follow directions, that he can easily swoop back in and take control. Even though the story out of very liberal San Francisco, where the homeless population is booming out of control, they've reached herd immunity. Los Angeles County is going to be reaching herd immunity in the next couple of weeks. People have already had it or they've gotten vaccinated. So you tell me why Gavin Newsom needs to keep control, except that it is strictly politics. And he even went back on CDC guidelines. And, you know, CDC came out and said that if you're vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask indoors or outdoors anymore. Well, Gavin Newsom says not in California. If you want to go out to dinner, if you want to work in some offices or businesses, the mask mandate stays for no reason.
They really are fascists. They truly are fascists. Doesn't matter how much hair gel they use, the latent dictatorial tendencies always come out to the surface. Thank you, Jennifer. Follow this lady at Jennifer Horn, host of The Morning Answer and The Jen and Don Show, AM 590, AM 870, The Answer. You can catch me every week there, except when I have to go to New York to see the boss. And it was great. He's in fighting form. But next here, we're going to talk to the man who said just earlier today, give me 3 days, just 3 days, and I will fix the border. Who is that? Is that somebody bragging? Of course not. It's Tom Homan. He used to run it. Former director of ICE for the Trump administration here on the Salem Radio Network. Whether it's the regular Hellcat or whether it's the compensated RDP with that miniature red dot, I love them all. How did it take so long to invent a factory compensated subcompact 9mm? Well, guess what? Springfield did it, and I'm a huge fan, and I'm Sebastian Gorka.
The Hellcat from Springfield Armory is still the smallest, highest capacity micro-compact in the world. Available in standard or optics-ready configurations, the class-leading capacity of the Hellcat gives you 11+1 with the standard magazine and 13+1 with the included extended mag. The definitive concealed carry pistol is here. The Hellcat from Springfield Armory gives you the capacity to defend.
When you make it easier for people to come into the country and get released quicker, that's just going to bring more. So, you know, they need to talk to the experts on the border. Look, bring me back. Bring me back. I'll secure the border in 3 days. 3 days, because I'll reinstitute the Trump policies, and I'll tell the progressive left to shut up. If they don't like what's being done on the border, then legislate like you're supposed to legislate and fix the laws.
Tom Homan telling the world today, and he's right, he's true, we know it because he's been there, seen it, done it, got the t-shirt, give me the job and he will secure the border in 3 days. And we are delighted, honored to be here with him. He is the author of Defend the Border and Save Lives, former director of ICE. Tom, welcome back to America First.
Yeah, thanks for having me, appreciate it.
Can I just ask you the simple question? Again, I apologize for my naivete. How is it? What is your explanation as a man who's done there, been there, worked it, that the person who outranks the Secretary of Homeland Security, who was made the border czarina over 75 days ago, is fine flying to Guatemala and telling us that, well, she hasn't been to Europe yet, but she doesn't need to go to the border, Tom?
Well, that's ridiculous, right? It's really an insult to American people, because
She wants to go down and talk to the leaders of countries where the people are fleeing from and get their advice and talk to them. If she wants, first of all, that's a reminder. The president of Guatemala already said the reason there's a surge is because of Biden's policies.
Right.
The president of Mexico said the same thing. She doesn't have to travel anywhere to try to find what's going on. The presidents of these countries already said it. And when I first saw her yesterday, said, "No, don't come." I called my friends up in Borcho. Said, "You know what? Hey, the crisis is solved." Kamala went down and asked her not to come. So I think the issue is over. So it's just stupid because if she wants advice. The first thing you ought to get advice from is the men and women on the border.
Yes.
Go down there and talk to the men and women who do their job every day. Talk to the men and women who you're supposed to appreciate and respect, but the border patrol has been abandoned by the Biden administration. We all know that. And while you're down there talking to the border patrol, just talk to ICE agents. And you know what? Then talk to the illegal aliens that are coming across the border. I've been down there five times, Seth. Five times I've been down the border since February. I talk to them. I walk up and I talk to them. I've been down there in the border truck, got 200 family units. I walk up and say, "Why are you coming?" And they'll tell you. They're coming because President Biden opened the door. They think that this country will allow illegal immigrants in now. They won't be deported. And they know they can't be arrested because ICE has been decapitated. One thing that people don't really care about, the new priorities for ICE that were given by the Biden White House, the number one issue is this. ICE agents can no longer arrest and deport anybody for being in this country illegally. You got to commit a serious offense and be convicted of that offense, in addition to be here illegally, for ICE even to pay attention to you. So these people know. They can come, not show up in court, and lose their case. They win because no one's going to.
So what, you have your old contacts. You were the former boss at ICE. What is this doing to the men and women who are serving on the border at CBP, in ICE, in HSI? They've taken an oath. They are credentialed law enforcement. What is it doing to the esprit de corps of the people who are supposed to protect us all, Tom?
There is none. The morale, I've never seen a morale like this in my life. I went down to talk to these men and women of the Border Patrol, and they'll tell you straight up. They have no respect for the commander-in-chief. They have no respect for the secretary. Because neither one of them will admit there's a problem on the border. Hell, the president stood on national stage and accused the Border Patrol of watching children die of starvation down the banks of Rio Grande and not doing anything about it. The same men and women who jump into the river to save lives in the desert, they saved 4,000 lives last year. And their commander in chief makes a statement, they watch children die, you don't do anything about it. They've lost total respect in this administration.
Tom Homan, has it ever been this bad? In your experience?
No, I'll tell you right now, I got my own sources. The numbers this month are going to beat last month's. This month's going to be about 180,000, a little more. So this is, in the last 90 days, more illegal aliens have crossed that border than all of last year under President Trump. In 90 days, they beat the number of crossings that Trump had in the entire year last year. This is out of control. This is a crisis. And when they end 42, which is coming very soon, it's all now. We lost the border.
The only thing that changed was, of course, who was in the White House. He's the former director of ICE. He is the author of Defend the Border and Save Lives, Solving Our Most Important Humanitarian and Security Crisis. Next, he's going to tell us what it's going to take to fix it, because he knows what is required. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios.
This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Guys, you are amazing. Over 1,000 kids are going to a safe summer camp because of you. Children who've lost their mother or father to the prison system are going to get out of those dangerous environments where they're so vulnerable and to a safe Christ-centric camp where there really is an incredible transformation.
They're withdrawn. Their head is kind of dropped. No eye contact. By the second day in the afternoon, they're starting to smile. They're starting to trust. And by the last day of camp, some of them don't know how to express themselves. Some of them are crying. Some of them are hanging on to us that they don't want to leave.
Thank you, Angela. That's what you can do to these children. Please, let's make a difference. More than 70% of children who lose a mother or father to the prison system end up there themselves. Let's break that cycle with your help. A donation in any amount to the Angel Tree Camp makes a difference, but $200 is a whole week for one of these blessed children. $1,000 is five children who get a week in a safe, Christ-centric summer camp. Go to our webpage today and click on the Angel Tree banner. The webpage URL is sebgorka.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com. Or call them directly on 888-206-2794. That's 888-206-2794. Make a difference today. We are back with none other than former ICE director, author of the book Defend the Border and Save Lives, Tom Homan, a regular guest and a good friend to the show. Tom, we played a clip from you earlier today saying, give me 3 days and I will fix the border. What would that consist of? What are the switches you can flick that would change 180,000 illegals every month back down to the trickle that it was under the Trump administration?
Well, the first thing you can do is reestablish the Trump policies. You reestablish your Remain in Mexico program. You keep the Title 42 COVID restriction, and you don't give anybody a pass on it. Right now, children are getting a pass, family units are getting a pass. No. COVID, you know, COVID is a very serious issue for this country. No one gets a pass. So Title 42, across the board. Remain in Mexico, reinstate it tomorrow. Get the three-country agreement you have for safe third-country agreements that you had with Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras that President Trump was able to achieve, get those agreements back. Then you add a system of consequence to deterrence. You cross the border, you get detained. You don't get released. You get detained and you get removed. And you let ICE do the job they used to do under President Trump. Let them arrest people that are here illegally and remove them. You know, because if you're lucky enough to get by the Border Patrol, you shouldn't be thinking, okay, I'm home free because ICE can't arrest me. No. We will enforce our immigration laws on the border. We'll enforce our immigration laws in the interior. And the people that want to come to the United States are going to know that. There's no free pass at the border. There's no free pass from ICE. And we're going to hold you accountable. Without consequence and deterrence, bad behavior doesn't stop, and we're going to stop it. That's what I would do. And we put that in place, and we get these numbers down to where they should be.
Can you tell us what the diplomatic facets of the situation are? We heard the Guatemalan head of state say, yeah, this is Biden's fault. He invited them. Do the heads of states, do these governments want their residents, their citizens to leave or not? Or does it just vary state by state, Tom?
It varies state by state because one thing no one talks about is, you know, like let's use Mexico, for example. Last year, Mexico got over $40 billion.
Yeah.
$40 billion in remittance payments from people here illegally that work and send the money back to their families in Mexico. The Central American companies get billions of dollars in remittances. Do you really think they want to shut off that free money? Of course they don't. But they also don't want their entire populations fleeing. So it's a little mix of both. But it's bad optics for them for thousands of people to flee their country every day because they fail to take care of them. So it's a mixed bag. But they've actually been honest about President Guatemala, said it's President Trump's, President Biden's fault. President of Mexico said the same thing. And also, you see these presidents pushing back on the Biden administration. They never pushed back on the Trump administration. President Trump held them accountable. He stopped giving them money. He threatened tariffs. He got them to enforce their own laws because, you know, it's actually illegal in the country of Mexico to traffic in women and children. Yeah. So President Trump said, you're going to enforce your laws, enforce your border, or guess what? I'll tear the hell out of you. And it worked. He held these people accountable. Again, consequence and deterrence makes a big difference in law enforcement.
What happens if this continues for another 3.5 years? What is the effect going to be, not just on the southern states across, along the border like Texas? What are the real consequences? Forget the human tragedy of the people being trafficked. What impact will it have on America writ large, Tom Homan?
Well, if you take the 180,000 that they're going to report came over this past month, and you add 30,000 gotaways, there's at least 1,000 every day, that's 210,000 a month. You put that out in a year, you got over 2 million illegal entries.
Yeah.
Nowhere near. I mean, that record is just blowing every record out of the book, first of all. So you get all these illegal immigrants, and look, school systems will be overcrowded, trauma centers will shut down. You know, we can't take care of that many people. Our social service system will just fall apart because, you know, as soon as they get their U.S. citizen child, people say, well, illegal immigrants don't collect welfare. They do when they have a U.S. citizen child, and all they got to do is have one while they're here, and it's automatically a U.S. citizen. Fine, and I'm sick of the toll of the women that will be sexually assaulted making that journey, the children that will die and be abused, the millions of dollars that cartels make, the amounts of fentanyl and drugs that come across that border, because, again, they use this humanitarian crisis to tie the Border Patrol up so they can get their fentanyl, opioids, and black tar across there, you know, will kill thousands of Americans. And look, I'm not waiting for 2022. I'm involved with the lawsuit in Texas, Florida, and Arizona. I filed more affidavits in lawsuits against the Biden administration than I did in my entire 34 career as a federal law enforcement officer. I filed a whole bunch of affidavits. I'm suing. Now, we're 1-0. We won the moratorium, and we got one filed against ICE. We're going to win that one, too. And so we got to sue the hell out of them. We got to get to the voter's box in 2022 and at least take back Congress, and we take back the White House in 2024. But your listeners got to get on the phone, screaming out to the congressman, and say the same thing I said to Representative Jay Paul last time I testified. You work for me. They work for us. They're right. Accountable for us. It's not the other way around. Call them up, raise hell, hold them responsible. And if they're a Republican, have them stand up and do their job and take on immigration strong. It's... Stop being polite. Stop being nice. They need to be street fighters and fight this thing. Like I told you, I had 20 Republican congressmen in Texas last time I went out there. Had dinner with them. I'll tell you straight what I told them. I says, all these people coming across, they'll be counted the next census. They'll overturn the census rule. Someday they'll become citizens because they're going to get an amnesty. I said, if you guys don't start fighting hard for this and pull your heads out of your butts, you won't win another.
You will not have a job. That's correct. We got to have you in studio next time to talk about all those court cases. God bless you. He's Tom Homan, former acting director of ICE. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Are you ready? Is your family ready if there is a sudden food shortage? You saw the gas lines. Do what I did. Prices could double overnight, but if you are prepared, you and your family will be fine if you resort to My Patriot Supply. Their one-month supply provides you 2,000-plus calories a day, which is what you need to survive. Get $50 off this life-saving four-week kit. Go to preparewithgorka.com. Be ready. Make sure your family is ready. Preparewithgorka.com for $50 off. That's preparewithgorka.com.
Portions of today's program are brought to you by Prison Fellowship.
Am I a softy? Nobody's ever accused me of being a softy. But I have a spiritual incapacity to put myself in the position to think like this administration. I mean, especially... And I'll be a sexist here, so Media Matters, are you ready? Where's Zaki Pewitt Salon? Are you there, you former Republican college leader? What are you doing now? So strange. If you're a woman, how do you do what Kamala Harris is doing? 180,000 illegal aliens thrown into the United States. Forget about what you think you're going to get out of them politically. They are now indentured to the coyotes. They've got family back in Guatemala, Mexico, Honduras, wherever they came from, and they don't get to remit the money straight to grandpappy. Guess what? They've got to pay off the $6,000, $7,000, $8,000, $10,000, $12,000 that they didn't have to pay the coyotes to smuggle them into America. And guess what? It's never going to get paid off. Because they now work for the cartels forever. That's why, you know, drugs, you sell it. Somebody snorts it, injects it. It's gone. Boom. It's a consumer comestible. It's gone. You smuggle a woman into America? That's money. If it's a prostitute you use them for, if you use them as a white slave or a Hispanic slave, guess what? They're going to make money for a decade for you. How cruel, how black of a soul must you have to say, hey, it's politics, I'm going to win some elections. 2 million extra voters this year, that's just great. Truly diabolical. Utterly, utterly diabolical. Yeah, I know you want to win in politics, but at what cost? Not just to your soul, to the destruction you wreak on other human beings. Men, women, and children. And you know, they know they're guilty. You know, that cackle in that question from Lester Holt. I haven't gone to the border, but I haven't gone to Europe yet. You know what you're doing is wrong. And that's what makes it even worse. Because you're not a psycho who doesn't know they're doing wrong. You know it, Kamala. Truly evil. But we're going to stop them. As long as you keep your head on a swivel, watch your six. Hold the line. Never give up. Never give in. And now, especially when they want to provoke you, you don't let them. And you stay frosty.